WTF Mobile.
Hey, Mobile, how you doing?
But I'm in a car and not walking around outside in this rain, that's for sure.
I hear it is today.
I don't got anything, any plans of doing anything outside.
Getting around, trying to get out and enjoy the day best I can, just running around a little bit. Day off with a power outage this morning early, in the middle of the night anyway, but luckily they got it back on pretty good. See how the rest of the year goes.
Say, if that's the worst thing that happens to you this year, you're going pretty good.
You know, here a minute ago, I ended the year pretty strong, had COVID, had me floored for about 2 weeks, and the HVA system went out on us last week and had to have that replaced, so we ended the year pretty strong. See how the next one goes.
January does better for you than December, and I'm glad that you made it through to the other side of the COVID thing as well.
I was going big. Like I said, it had me down pretty bad. My wife had it at the same time. She was over in a couple of days, but for about 2 weeks, I was bad.
Actually, the scariest or most concerning thing about COVID is everybody's different. You just don't know what kind of variety you're going to get or how it's going to affect you until it does. Even the people who think they're healthy have something hanging out that they don't know they have, and it finds it for them.
It's strange how it just picks and chooses who it wants to hit hard. I was telling him, my last guy, so I think things like that are only going to get worse as times are in. I think it's just... So we're going to have a lot of issues like this, different things coming along the next few years.
I could see that happening. I kind of hope not. If it does, I hope we find a better way to deal with it so that it doesn't hit our livelihood so well.
Before I got it, I was pretty, not really that worried about it. Wishing they would just, let us go about our normal life, but after you have it, it kind of changes a little bit, but I'm still, it's one that, like you said, we can't destroy the whole country for it. We got to be able to keep moving, but it's one of those things that's going to have to, just life, and it's just going to have to learn to deal with it and keep going.
Now, getting something or thinking you might have it or knowing somebody that has something happen just does change your outlook a little bit.
Definitely changes in the way you look at things, especially if you get it bad. We've had several people in our family get several older people, in their late 70s, early 80s, and it was like a little cold to them with nothing. And then, I'm 47, but pretty good health and didn't have any issues, but floored me.
It has everything from 3 to 4 weeks hospitalization to, hey, food just tastes a little different. So it's amazing how different it is for everyone.
To me, everything just tasted like salt, even tap water. All I could taste was salt in it. And it was the strangest thing. Now, sweet stuff I could taste pretty fine. It was candies and any or anything sweet, I could taste that just fine. But everything else was just pure salt.
Question is, did you gain weight because anything that tasted good was sweet? Or did you lose weight because you just couldn't seem to eat anything else?
Gained weight a little bit.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Yep. It'll be afternoon.
Clocking my truck a little bit fast, but that's so I can make sure I'm somewhere on time. I got tired of being late.
How you doing this today?
Yep. I'm getting ready to go on call. So with the rain comes possible high wet well alarms and whatnot, so maybe it'll be a busy day, maybe it'll be a quiet day. I don't know, but I'm going on call here in a short bit. Coney Joint Regional Sewer Authority. I'm their level 2 main tech.
About that before.
Thing with that COVID, they were legitimately going to come test our water at the plant. And Clemson was going to run a study on it to try to track the COVID cases and see if that would be a route to route to take. And we're like, come on, bring your beakers. And they never did.
Out of the freshwater side.
On the wastewater side, for sure. That'd be kind of a scary thing if they could track it through clean water. Besides, not exactly sure how they brew that stuff, but there were some studies released that they were tracking COVID through wastewater facilities, and we were all kind of worried about it there at the plant. But as we read in these studies, they've only had one case of somebody catching COVID, and they weren't exactly sure if it come from the water.
What kind of nasty stuff in the wastewater? I can imagine it. Probably would be in there. I mean, it's you got everything from a person going into that water. So I wouldn't say I couldn't be in there, but everything. What I was saying, with that wastewater, you have to be careful with it regardless. There's all kind of crap in that, literally in that.
Having this job, I've definitely sat back and thought a little bit more about what we put in our drains. It's weird. Sometimes I'll go to a pump station, it'll smell like a laundromat.
I used to be an electrician, and I was out at a wastewater place over in Greer, over off of Wade Hampton, and I was out there doing I forget what we was doing out there that day. Anyway, the super trucks, they were out there emptying their tanks, man. That was the regular waste that was coming through there wasn't bad, but when them super trucks come in there and started pumping out in that little bit, that drain field they got, that was horrible. We had to leave for a few hours.
Septic trucks ain't no joke. We've had a few dump before that we've been like, woo, you know, this one's right.
Yeah, they deserve to get it. They deserve a good pay, man. I don't think I could do that job.
Summarize a story I read once. It would be that a guy had his house just completely flooded with sewer and wastewater, and this other guy come in, and he walks in, looks around, and this guy goes, "I have no idea what you did in life to mess up so bad, but it's all yours." And he said, "You know, for that comment, I'm not doing it." He said, it's your mess. It's your problem. I'm the one that can fix it. You have a nice evening." He left.
I'm here, second running this store. It's good to talk to both y'all. It's KF4 GPA. I'll be back on here in a little while.
I'm about to pick up this truck, so I'm going to be off the radio for probably about a week. So, you'll have a good new year, and 73's to you.
WR-W4-NGU. Yeah, W4-NGU.